Dr. Pinsky dictating the mount. I am in Mark, M-A-R-K, Cardami, K-A-R-D-A-M-I-E. Mark Cardami is a 41-year-old mount. He reports he was injured at work on 3/16/23 at about 1:56 a.m. Period. He went up in the trailer trying to close the door of the trailer, period, while coming down the rope. Coming down, the rope got out of his hand, and his right arm struck the ground. Period. The fall occurred from a height of 2 to 3 feet. Period. He believes he injured his shoulder or neck as a result, and did go to the emergency room afterwards, period. He had further evaluation and treatment, including injections to the shoulder, but no surgery. Period. He completed his course of active treatment on 5/10/23. Period. The rest of that sex is normal. New paragraph, as per the medical records provided, Mr. Cardami was seen at Concentra on 3/16/23. Appeared to have reported loading a truck and tried to pull the door down on the back of the truck to close it, and the door got stuck. Appeared he fell and landed on his right shoulder. Appeared he now had right-sided shoulder and neck pain. Period. X-rays showed no significant radiologic findings. Period. He was diagnosed with strains of the right shoulder and neck and started on medications. Period. He also was referred for physical therapy. Period. The x-rays were of the cervical spine and right shoulder. Period. He participated in physical therapy on the dates described. Period. He followed up at Concentra through 5/1/23. Period. Reporting improvement, but still had pain. Period. The MRI of the cervical spine was noted to show degenerative changes. Period. MRI of the right shoulder showed tendinosis to the shoulder. Period. He was released from care to full duty effective 5/8/23. Period. Physical exam, general appearance. He had a very muscular physique, but he states he is using lighter weights now than he did before. Period. And then we'll pick up with extremities. Upper, he had multiple scars on both upper extremities, but no swelling, atrophy, or effusions. Period. By manual muscle testing, right shoulder external rotation was 5-5, but was otherwise 5/5. Period. He had mild tenderness, palpation posteriorly about the right shoulder, but there was none on the left. Shoulder maneuvers, he had a positive near impingement maneuver for tenderness, but did have full range of motion. Period. The rest of those provocative maneuvers are normal. Spine cervical, he had mild tenderness, palpation about the right clavicle, but there was none on the left. Period. Thoracic is normal. Impressions on 3/16/23, Mark Cardami fell while at work, trying to close the door on his truck. Period. He was seen at Concentra. He had x-rays of the right shoulder and neck that showed no acute abnormalities. Period. Actually, both were read as normal. Period. He was treated with medications, comma, physical therapy, comma, and activity modification. Period. He had improved, and as of 5/1/23, was cleared for full duty the following week. Period. New paragraph, the current examination found he was well-muscled, consistent with prior weightlifting and or bodybuilding. Period. He had full range of motion of the right shoulder without crepitus or tenderness. Period. He had minimally reduced manual muscles strength and resisted right shoulder external rotation. Period. Near impingement maneuver on the right elicited tenderness but had normal range of motion. Period. He had full range of motion about the cervical spine where Sperling's maneuver was negative. Period. New paragraph. There is 0% permanent partial total disability referable to the right shoulder or neck. Period. In the subject event, Mr. Cardami sustained soft tissue injuries in the form of sprains of the neck and shoulder. Period. These have resolved from an objective orthopedic perspective. Period. he has been able to return to his former full duty capacity with the insured period, and that is the end.